Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. I've got a couple of questions here that I'm going to go over today that came into the Ask Cindy portal. And once again, you don't need to be a customer of Cindy to ask her a question. You go to the front of learburg.com, scroll down to Ask Cindy. This one concerns a person that has a five-month-old puppy. It's a Rottweiler. And she's a little bit concerned about letting him jump in and out of the car. And it's a good question because it can be a serious and young puppies, you shouldn't be jumping young puppies, not ever. And I'll let Cindy talk about it here, but first I'll read the question. Hi Cindy, I purchased your video, Your Puppy 8 weeks to 12 months. In module 4, segment 3, Ed talks about taking puppies in different locations and doing engagement exercises for 1 minute at a time, and then take it to another place and do more engagement and practice with your dog getting engaged in different locations. My question is, do I need to be concerned with my five-month-old Rottweiler puppy jumping in and out of the car due to his growth plates? Will this affect his bone development? Thank you for your reply. Cindy said, for my large breed dogs, I use a ramp or a step to load and unload my dog into our vehicles. I have a tall SUV, and I take my dog places every single day, and I can attest to that. Every day, Cindy takes Art out or one of our other dogs out. So I try to minimize the wear and the tear on the joints of my dog, not just when they're puppies, but for the life of the dog. Too much repetitive impact can create issues with growth plates and joints on young dogs. If it's not a big step getting into and out of the vehicle, it's not so traumatic on the skeletal system of the dog, but jumping into a tall SUV or a truck, that's a problem. So the user's response is that I have a sedan and try to ramp. They are too big because the back doors do not open wide enough. I don't think there is a solution for me and my Rottweiler. Thank you for your reply. Thing about it is, a sedan is low to the car, or low to the ground. So I don't think getting in and out of a sedan is going to be much of a problem. Jumping into the back of a truck, jumping into the size, like I have a Ford truck, and it's a tall truck. I would not want my puppies jumping in and out of that. But the sedan, I don't think she has a problem with it.